the shape of this object reminds me very much of a guitar. Unfortunately, there are no strings, so I can't, you know, suddenly, like, play a really cool riff or, you know, play Nirvana or anything. So, you know, that's a shame, but, you know, I'm not really a rock god or anything. At the bottom, there are two handles, and they're held together by leather, and there are studs sort of edged around the guitar, and they also sort of hold the leather in as well. And on the other end is long, and at the very end there is a hole. And, well, on the top of the flat surface, there's also a hole, which, if I poke my finger in, I can feel the leather. But once you find out what this is, you will definitely not think of a guitar the same way again. You take one handle in each hand and you sort of pull them in and out, and that is a pumping action, and this pumps air, and it's coming sort of coming from the leather, which acts as a airbag. When I do that, it sounds like I'm either sort of inflating a balloon or sort of inflating a paddling pool, but, you know. I was very, 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 very interested to find out that this is, in fact, bellows. So, it is a tobacco smoke enema. Sticking this up your bum basically was meant to revive the internal organs after the victim had drowned. And this was used 200 years ago, so in the 1800s. And this was supposed to wake up the victim, but it was a bit of a rubbish way of doing it because it never worked. It led to the very, very, very popular saying, to blow smoke up one's arse. You know, a very interesting way of doing things. I mean, I've never heard of it before until yesterday, so it was quite fascinating to find out about this, actually, and I learned a lot from this. As Louise has just pointed out, my hairband looks exactly the same as the side of the bellows, which is very interesting because it's just incorporated into accessories now, which is awesome, I think.